From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with a global perspective on business and economics. About 300 armed American military personnel are being sent to protect U.S. facilities in Iraq as the Obama administration works on options for combating fast-moving anti-government rebels there. Possible options include airstrikes or sending a limited number of U.S. special forces for, among other things, beefing up training of Iraq's own military. Defense is the third biggest piece of the federal budget pie, 22%, or about $500 billion. Just behind health care and pensions. To get a sense of where the money comes from as the U.S. responds to the shifting situation on the ground in Iraq, let's take a look at the aircraft carrier that moved back into the Arabian Gulf this weekend, the USS Bush. Is this operation covered by the Pentagon's baseline budget, or is this extra? Kate Davidson looked into it.
So let's start with the USS George H.W. Bush. That's the aircraft carrier that sped to the Arabian Gulf this weekend. Is it covered in the defense budget?
On any given day, we have about three aircraft carriers floating about the world in order to respond to crises.
Janine Davidson is with the Council on Foreign Relations.
That money is already paid for. It's the operational account for what we would call posturing our military forces abroad.
Todd Harrison says, yep, we routinely rotate carriers. He's with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments.
But if you actually take it a step further and you start conducting things like airstrikes, then that picks up the pace of operations of the aircraft operating off the aircraft carrier, which is an additional cost. And then you've got the cost of munitions that are expended, you know, bombs and missiles and the like.
But here's the thing about bombs and Tomahawk missiles. You don't have to pay for them when you use them, only later to replenish them. And that provides flexibility. Mackenzie Eaglin is a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. She says a short-term commitment in Iraq would be paid for by moving money around rather than asking Congress for more.
That's what we saw happen in Libya when there was a multi-month no-fly zone, which the U.S. participated in, and the Pentagon paid for that out of hide.
Out of its regular budget, to the tune of about $1 billion. Todd Harrison says sharing intelligence, air support, limited airstrikes, these costs are probably small enough for the budget to absorb. He says the big potential cost for the Department of Defense is troops on the ground.
So, you know, when you start putting in 10,000, 20,000 troops, that's when DOD would need to request supplemental funding to pay for those operations.
The way the U.S. did for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. So far, the force committed this time around is much, much smaller. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.